It is, in some ways, the most elite group in the armed forces. Not the Marines. No, this group has roughly a dozen members in the entire history of the U.S. military. We're talking about five-star officers. Now, some veterans are convinced that the top commander in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus, should be awarded a fifth star. NPR's Rachel Martin talked with several military historians about why that's not likely to happen.
Eisenhower, MacArthur, Marshall. Cue the soundtrack. Those are some of the legendary figures in U.S. military history, and that's the kind of music that accompanies tributes to these five-star officers. Now, a couple of veterans who lead a group called Vets for Freedom want General David Petraeus added to that group. Pete Hegseth and Wade Zirkle wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal earlier this month saying Petraeus deserves a fifth star for leading the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan over the past 8 years. Historians say that's just not going to happen.
There's no reflection on the competence of Dave Petraeus or on the success that he's had, or for that matter, on the regard that the American people hold for him. The difference has to do with the scale.
That's retired Army General and military historian Robert Scales. He says World War II was a war fought for the survival of the nation. Elliot Cohen, professor of security studies at Johns Hopkins University, sees it the same way.
What everyone thinks about Iraq and Afghanistan, they're not the pivotal conflicts of our nation's history.
So the question of scale, that's one issue. The other thing worth pointing out is that the fifth star is an exception to the rule. It was created during World War II for a couple of reasons. First of all, you had the top U.S. generals, Eisenhower, for example, commanding British counterparts who outranked them, in particular Field Marshal Bernard Montgomery. The U.S. five-star rank equalized things. Another reason, says Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution, is the symbolism.
A way of giving the military, which had fought so hard, one more boost of support to say that the nation knew that what was being asked of the military at that point was unusual in the extreme. And one way to honor all the troops was to give their commanders this potential fifth star.
So the top commanders of the time were awarded a fifth star, most in 1944, and that set off a domino effect as people started looking at the great figures of the past. Again, Elliot Cohen.
People began to feel guilty that General Pershing, the commander of World War I, who had been the mentor to a number of these people, wasn't made a five-star, so they could kind of retroactively give him a fifth star. And then, of course, how could Ulysses S. Grant, how could he not be a five-star? And then, my gosh, what do we do with George Washington?
Well, you obviously have to give him a fifth star, too. And that happened in 1976. Still, Elliot Cohen says there's almost something un-American about putting military leaders too high on a pedestal.
Deep in our historical memory is the idea of George Washington receiving this commission from Congress, and at the end of the Revolution, he hands the commission back.
He turns his back on power and goes back to being a citizen, an act that in some ways may be more significant than winning a fifth star. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.